Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Every seller dreams of getting multiple contracts on their home. That means offers, folks. It means somebody comes in, falls in love with their home, and wants to offer them a price that's great and wants to buy the property and give them great terms. But then somebody else comes in and wants to do the same thing. We offered a guarantee buy on one of our listings, which the guarantee buy program that we as a team offer is a guarantee to try to attract more buyers to our listings. So get this. You list your home with us, we put it up for sale, and then we offer buyers the opportunity to purchase your home and give them a guarantee that if we can't sell their home in 90 days, we'll buy it for 90% of the list price. Okay? So we attract more people to come look at your house as a result of that. We had a house we put on the market, and we got a buyer who fell in love with the property but needed to sell their property. They discussed the guarantee buy program. We went over and looked at their property, gave them a valuation of that property, and they decided, yes, they wanted to try to make an offer on our listing, taking the guarantee, which made them a non-contingent buyer because I was willing to step in and buy the property if I couldn't sell it in 90 days. Now, the buyer wrote an offer after writing a contract with us to buy their home after 90 days if we couldn't sell it. The buyer wrote a contract or offer to purchase on this listing that we had. Another buyer happened to come in non-contingent and made an offer on the same home. Two people both wanted the property, one of which we created to become a non-contingent offer with our guarantee buy, and the other one coming in as non-contingent, not having anything to sell. The two duked it out, folks. The price went up $40,000. So you can bet that my seller, wanted to name his children after me. It was like a because the guarantee created, I'm just joking, of course, they created an opportunity to get a much higher price, sale price, because of the guarantee. We had another home on the market for $1.1 million that we put up for sale. We had good showings. This is just two weeks ago, put it up for sale, generated multiple offers on the home, and really sold the value of the property to prospective purchasers. Now, the house was worth about $1.1 million. It could have been worth more than that, and ultimately it was worth more than that because we had buyers who were willing to offer more to get the property. And the property sold for in excess of $1,200,000 because people were bidding up the price to get that property. In another situation, we had a lady, actually the lady that I mentioned to you earlier, whose house I listed in June, but we didn't put it on the market until last week, 2 weeks ago. We ended up getting that property under contract at full price with multiple offers. But we got her the terms that she really wanted because she's not moving into something until sometime in late June or July. She didn't want to sell in February and have to move twice, right? So I persuade my sellers, please trust me, I will protect you and have you only move one time. And in this case, we ended up getting an offer that came in that competed with another offer. And I explained the terms that I was looking for to the other agent, which was we really would like to settle sometime in April or May, and we'd like to then be able to stay in the house and rent the property back for up to 60 to 90 days. So the contract came in at $848,000, okay, and the buyer was willing to settle in May of this year and then give the sellers the option of renting the property back for up to 60 days. Now, what I mean by that is if you're going to rent your home back and you decide to move out early, if you've signed a typical lease rent back agreement, you're obligated to pay for the whole period of time. I add language into my post-settlement occupancy agreements that redrafts that and says that the seller will give 30 days notice prior to vacancy and will only be responsible for paying the per diem rent for those days that they actually occupy the home. So That way, the seller is only paying for what they use. The buyer is getting 30 days notification before they're actually going to need to take possession of the property. Again, possession, I mean move in or take. You know, ownership happens at settlement. Possession takes place at occupancy, if you got it. Okay? So we're getting multiple contracts on a variety of different houses right now. It is a great time. I know it's cold. I know things aren't pretty. And I know it doesn't seem like the right time to sell. But like I said at the beginning of the show, we really do have a market that's very strong right now. It's the very best time to sell houses. We have the least inventory at this time of year, and yet more houses sell for more money in less time. If you look at the charts, stick with me, folks. Every time I go through my webinar, I go through these statistics and I show you this, and it's just like it's like reading a wave sign in calculus class that just goes up and down, every year. It's predictable. It always is the same thing. It's always the same thing. Seriously. Whether the market's incredible, whether the market's just average, or whether the market's blistering, it is a great time for selling real estate right now. So, okay, good time to download a copy of our Market Ready Guide, which will tell you how to get your home ready to sell for top dollar. These are the guides on my website that these clients of mine have employed to get their homes ready, to prepare themselves to get on the market, and to get their houses sold fast and for top dollar. 35% of my listings sell in 8 days or less, but for top dollar. We have a system which protects you from underselling your property, but helps us sell it fast. It's a great system. Get information, download the Market Ready Guide. It's a free guide, 50 pages. I've written this to help you, inform you, even how to interview realtors. Folks, it's there. I'm here to help. Think of me as your resource. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, download the free guide, Market Ready Guide, or download the Right Sizing Guide, which will take you through those three questions I talked about earlier. Do I need it? Do I love it? Do I use it? As you're trying to evaluate what to keep and what to get rid of. Plus, there are useful tactics on how to organize the things that you have as you're getting ready to sell. There's so much great information. Please sign up for the blog. Each week, we post one of the articles that I've written on something useful, funny, and informative having to do with real estate. And so if you like what I've shared today, sign up for the blog, and then we'll just keep in touch with you through the blog. You can read when you want, ignore it when you don't, and we'd love you to do that as well. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, and you can follow us there at Eric Stewart Group. So any questions? I'm sure there are. You probably think, gosh, you know, that sounds great and I wish I was ready now, but I'm not. What do I do now? Well, you got to start somewhere. And you got to raise the flag up and say, okay, come on over. You know, I need some help. I need some direction. I can't really get this going. I can't really get started. We all have to get honest with the challenges that we face. We all have to get honest about when it's time to move. Maybe your spouse has been working on you, you know, knocking you upside the head and saying, look, I really have had enough of this house. I really want to move now. I really want to change my life. Folks, we need to pay attention to that and work together in the process. Okay? Well, I can't believe it. We're coming up to the end of another wonderful show. Great opportunity for me to be with you. I've got my final thoughts coming up in just a moment. So stick with me. All right?